This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3883 for Wednesday, the 21st of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled Emergency Show: How to Demonstrate the Power of Condensing Steam. It is hosted by Mike Ray and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is a kitchen experiment to demonstrate the power of condensing steam.
Hello, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Mike Ray. You're hearing that sound because this is an emergency show. HPR is running low on scheduled podcasts. If you would like to submit a show, email admin@hackerpublicradio.org for more information. Today we're going to do a kitchen experiment which very impressively demonstrates the awesome power of condensing steam to create a partial vacuum. What are we going to need? The first thing you need is an empty drinks can, like a 330 milliliter Coke soda can. Perhaps a bigger 400 milliliter can might work, but I've only ever tried it with a 330 milliliter can. Wash it out thoroughly so that there's no sugary residue in it. We're also going to need a source of heat, and the best thing is the kitchen cooker top. And we're going to need a wide shallow container, like a baking tray or something similar, something which can contain a small amount of cold water, which presents a large target. And we're going to need a pair of barbecue tongs or something, some kind of kitchen tongs that you can use to grab hold of the hot can when it's very hot without your hand being close enough to the heat to be in any danger of burning yourself. So what do we do? After we've washed out the can, put about half an inch or a centimetre of water in the bottom of the can. Perhaps a centimetre and a half, something that will cover the sort of concave end of the can, but not too much. And put a similar depth of cold water, I mean, it doesn't have to be very cold, just as cold as it comes out of the cold water tap, in the baking tray, and stand the baking tray on the kitchen worktop next to the cooker. Now place the can on the heat, or on the burner, turn on the burner, or turn up the electricity, whichever, and the can will very quickly start to come to the boil. There's only a very small amount of water in the bottom of it, so it will boil quite quickly, and you can observe the steam begin to appear through the hole in the top of the can. Leave it to steam for several seconds to make sure that the can is nice and full of steam. And then, without actually removing or jogging the can from the heat, grab a hold of it with the tongs. Now you need to do this with a sort of underhand grip, so that you can very quickly and in one swift and smooth motion pick up the can, flip it through 180 degrees onto its head, and splash it down in the shallow water in the baking tray. Now when you do this, do it as quickly and as smoothly as you can possibly do it. So pick the can up, rotate your wrist so that the can is now upside down, and slam it down in the cold water. No need to slam it down, but as quickly as possible place it top down in the cold water. And what happens is the steam inside the can will instantly condense, producing a partial vacuum inside the can, and the can will, bam, be crushed by the atmospheric pressure outside the can because there's a partial vacuum inside it. And that is really all there is to it. That's a brilliant demonstration for onlookers, for kids, to demonstrate the awesome power of condensing steam. Have a look at the show notes, because they contain a few sentences about how the condensation of steam is used in a steam engine. When most people think of a steam engine, they think of the steam being injected into a cylinder to push a piston out of the cylinder or along the cylinder, connected to piston rods and cranks and things to convert the linear motion into rotary motion. But that's only really half the story. Most of the efficiency comes from using an injection of cold water into a cylinder containing pressurized superheated steam to instantly condense the steam and produce a partial vacuum, which will effectively suck the piston back along the cylinder and produce as much usable energy on the return stroke as, in fact, more stronger energy on the return stroke than was produced by injecting superheated steam into the cylinder to push the piston up and out of the cylinder. And the same effect, condensing steam to produce a partial vacuum, is used to draw heat, hot gases from the furnace, from the coal fire at the back end of the steam engine, through pipes that run through the boiler, the superheated, the pressurized boiler, into the smoke box at the front of the steam engine to heat, and that those gases passing through the pipes helps to heat the water. And the same partial vacuum created at the smoke box end, as well as drawing the products of combustion through the boiler, produce a draft, a very strong draft of fresh air into the furnace at the driving end, which you can actually hear if you listen to a big powerful steam engine trying to pull a heavy train from a standing start to motion. There will be very deep throated chugs or chuffs or puffs of noise and gases shooting out the chimney rhythmically, in synchronization with the effect of injecting cold water into the steam at that end of the loco to produce the partial vacuum, which draws the gases and draws the draft across the furnace. And the sound that you hear, the impressive sound that you hear, is the explosive power of the partial vacuum producing that draft and drawing those gases through the boiler.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.